From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
84 degrees in Topeka, 83 here in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
To graduate and going on to her dream college. I'm not sure that the hospital administration or staff could fathom what it meant to my family to give this gift to my sister and her daughter. But I'm forever grateful.
Janet Conscolaro of Rockville Center, New York. You can find more stories like this one on the My Unsung Hero podcast.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support to KPR as we are winding down Fall Fan Fair, wrapping up another pledge drive. I didn't know how to qualify that. We're wrapping up another pledge drive. You have a few more hours to show your support for KPR and news on KPR. Do it now, kansaspublicradio.org, or give us a call at 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
In our next half hour, gas stoves and health risks. Climate activists want the Consumer Product Safety Commission to warn the public about the health risks of gas stoves. We'll find out how they're doing with that project. Also, Kay McIntyre will tell us all about the world premiere of a new play in Kansas City this weekend, all coming up before we get to 4 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Don't forget, we have the Moth Radio Hour coming your way tomorrow at 5 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. This week's stories of coming together in sadness, celebration, in faith, in the nude, you name it, we got it. It's the Moth Radio Hour tomorrow at 5 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. Kansas Public Radio thanks Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during our membership drive, serving deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas. Latchkey Deli, located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. It's 3:20.
Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered.
Consumer confidence about the economy improved for the second straight month, bolstered by lower prices in September for long-lasting manufactured goods. Next week, the Fed expected to lower its key rate for the first time in more than 3 years. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tribal leaders in Kansas say their members are not protected from being tried more than once for a crime. The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says no U.S. citizen can be tried for the same crime multiple times. But under the Federal Kansas Act of 1940, tribal members in the state can be tried separately under tribal, state, and U.S. laws. Joseph Rupnick is chairman of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation.
Indians are the only ones that can be prosecuted in three different courts, and that does happen.
Congress originally passed the act due to a gap in law enforcement on the state's reservations. Tribes have since developed their own judicial systems, but the federal law unique to Kansas has not changed. New data out this week shows that food inflation slowed down in August. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The report showed overall inflation fell to its lowest level since February of 2021. But that dip isn't stopping presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris from bringing up high grocery prices when they are trying to appeal to voters.
I've never seen a worse period of time. People can't go out and buy cereal or bacon or eggs or anything else.
It is important that we move forward and address the needs of the American people, address bringing down the price of groceries.
Economists point out that while inflation is decreasing, food prices are still higher than they were a few years ago, and voters are focused on sticker shock, not economic data. But experts say presidents actually can't do much to affect the cost of groceries. The University of Kansas is hosting a speaker series this fall that will explore topics through the lens of pop star Taylor Swift. Faculty members from various departments will talk about Taylor Swift's lyrics, her business sense, and her influence on popular culture. The series is open to the public. Misty Hegenis is an associate professor of economics at KU. She says the pop star's business strategy offers some valuable lessons.
That's why I'm interested in examining Taylor Swift as kind of like a muse to help us understand the women of today and how women represent themselves in today's economy.
Universities all across the nation, including Harvard and Stanford, offer courses inspired by Taylor Swift and her music catalog. KU professors are developing one that could launch next fall. Partly sunny skies for the remainder of this afternoon here in northeast and east central Kansas, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow morning. It should be clearing throughout the day. Quite humid tomorrow. Highs in the mid 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low in the lower 60s. Highs in the upper 80s are forecast for Sunday. Mostly clear Sunday night with a low in the lower 60s. It's 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas City is hosting the world premiere of the play Tree of Life this weekend. The play was written by Kansas City playwright Victor Wishna and directed by Jonah Green, a doctoral student in theater at the University of Kansas. They stopped by the KPR studios this week to talk with KPR's Kay McIntyre.
Tree of Life is about the best with the circular nature of the story, that the whole story has, in its form and shape, is circular. As one storyline moves, the other one moves in parallel with it along the circle until they complete the circle around each other in a very beautiful way.
We've been listening to director Jonah Green and playwright Victor Wishna talking with KPR's Kay McIntyre about their new play, Tree of Life. Tree of Life debuts at the Kansas City Jewish Community Center in Overland Park tomorrow. It runs through Sunday, September 22nd. You can find out more about the show and get ticket information at thejkc.org. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on this week's KPR Presents, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on your KPR 1 stations.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies scattered around the state. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app. We have one for Apple, we have one for Android, wherever you get your apps. It also comes with the delightful added feature of being able to become a member of KPR through the app. Just look for Donate Now.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way at 4:01. Then we'll talk about the big strike at Boeing. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And you're listening to All Things Considered here on Kansas.
Too bad about his debate performance. Hey, it turns out he got Taylor Swift to watch. Join us for the news quiz that everybody endorses. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You will hear it at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR One stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, and much more humid. It's 83 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
Abilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K, 1-800-CAN-DO-IT.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, American citizens are among those who have been sentenced to death in the Democratic Republic of Congo for their role in an attempted coup. We will also remember the life and career of the young ballerina Michaela de Prince. She has died at the age of 29. That's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Ken Lovern's Organ Jazz Trio returns for another hour of great Kansas City jazz this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge. The OJT holds down a couple of regular weekly spots at the Green Lady. You'll hear them in an hour of all original tunes live at Green Lady Lounge tomorrow evening at 6 on your KPR1 stations. Don't forget, we have music from the BBC Proms coming up on your KPR1 stations following All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR2 tonight, Snap Judgment is what comes your way following All Things Considered. Partly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. It's going to be very humid, highs in the mid-80s. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night, still no rain in the forecast all the way through. It looks like Tuesday night of next week. It's 20 minutes past 4.
And we're so glad that you could be with us this afternoon here at...
I'm Billy Shields in Richmond.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street, ending one of the best trading weeks of the year. The Dow up more than, nearly 300 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tribal leaders in Kansas say their members are not protected from being tried more than once for a crime. The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says no United States citizen can be tried for the same crime multiple times. But under the Federal Kansas Act of 1940, tribal members in the state can be tried separately under tribal, state, and U.S. laws. Joseph Rupnick is chairman of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation.
Indians are the only ones that can be prosecuted in three different courts, and that does happen.
Congress originally passed the act due to a gap in law enforcement on the state's reservations. Tribes have since developed their own judicial systems, but the federal law unique to Kansas has not changed. The University of Kansas is hosting a speaker series this fall that will explore topics through the lens of pop star Taylor Swift. Faculty members from various departments will talk about Taylor Swift's lyrics, her business sense, and her influence on popular culture. The series is open to the public. Misty Hagenis is an associate professor of economics at KU. She says the pop star's business strategy offers some valuable lessons.
That's why I'm interested in in examining Taylor Swift is kind of like a muse to help us understand the women of today and how women represent themselves in today's economy.
Universities across the nation, including Harvard and Stanford, offer courses inspired by Taylor Swift and her music catalog. KU professors are developing a course that could launch next fall. A pilot program from the University of Kansas is looking to reduce contention between renewable energy interests and agricultural interests. The program will place solar panels in the corners of crop fields. They're called pivot corners. These unused corners are left by center pivot irrigation circles and will not only collect solar energy for farmers to use or sell, but will also collect rainwater. These panels will have a gutter system leading underground with the purpose of slowing the use of the High Plains Aquifer. Geologist Sam Zipper is leading that program.
Helps us to bypass a lot of the kind of emerging conflict that's happening between renewable energy and agriculture. This land is either, you know, marginally productive or not farmed at all.
The project will test the solar panel placement in southwest Kansas, where water availability remains a major concern. Partly cloudy skies tonight over northeast and east central Kansas, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Very humid tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows in the lower 60s. Sunshine on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. Clear skies Sunday night, lows in the lower 60s. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered for All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
You'll hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Mr. Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks. September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. A little more than an hour to go in the KPR Pledge Drive. Of course, we will still continue to take your calls or your click and point and click pledges. But I know that our pledge team is absolutely pinning their hopes on you and you and you and you becoming a brand new member right now. Visit us at kansaspublicradio.org. Click on the big banner that says donate here. And you can take care of that or you can give us a call at 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Stay with us. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:01, followed by an update on some of the refugees being displaced from Sudan. It's all coming up in our next half hour here on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Thanks very much, Laura.
So very powerful when we listen to news magazines like All Things Considered. So we want six new members this go round?
I think that would
really help push us along. So I'm challenging you all again with the phone in your hand to get there. Poke kansaspublicradio.org.
kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support of KPR.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
Proud to be a charter member of NPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. Make your pledge of support to this organization at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268. It's 5 o'clock.
Supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 84 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
Of Rockville Center, New York. You can find more stories like this one on the My Unsung Hero podcast.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state. Stream us at kansaspublicradio.org, get audio on demand and more with the KPR app. We have one for iOS and one for Android. Check it out wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Arts. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. If you had been thinking that the immigration debate was only raging in the United States, you would be incorrect. In Australia, a federal election may still be months away, but they are arguing heatedly about immigration, particularly about the number of foreign students. We'll get that story, plus learn all about a play getting its world premiere this weekend in Overland Park. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's the next concert from the BBC Proms. I know, you've told us you really miss Film Music Friday, but this is the Proms. It's the greatest music festival in the world. We'll be carrying it into October. Then Film Music Friday comes back, so just roll with it. Enjoy it. Tonight, music of Mozart, the clarinet concerto, also some Mendelssohn and Shostakovich, all coming your way tonight on the BBC Proms, 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. If you are joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for Snap Judgment. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia. It's 520.
And you're listening to All Things Considered here on Elf and their community. And do keep in mind, whatever you pledge is matched dollar for dollar by Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger of Emporia. So thanks. Let's hear from you next, and thank you for your support of Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Duane Brown. In Seattle, 33,000 machinists who work for Boeing are on strike over a contract dispute. The union workers say they aren't getting paid a fair wage. The walkout comes as Boeing has suffered some high-profile missteps in the air and in space recently. NPR's Joel Rose says 94% of union members rejected Boeing's proposal.
Would have raised wages by 25% over 4 years, lowered employees' share of health care costs, and boosted retirement contributions by the company. Boeing also promised in this offer to build its next-generation plane in the Seattle region instead of moving it to a non-union plant, for example, in South Carolina. But members say that is still not enough. They've been asking for a 40% raise and also to go back to the defined pension benefit plan that they lost in their last contract. You know, clearly they think they can get a better deal out of Boeing with the strike.
NPR's Joel Rose. Boeing says the strike will only exacerbate its problems. The company CFO says a prolonged strike could cost Boeing billions of dollars in the coming weeks and months. New Hampshire is the latest state to pass a voter ID law. Opponents say it's one of the most restrictive laws. Todd Bookman says the new measure won't go into effect until after the November election.
The new law makes two major changes. The first affects people registering to vote for the first time. They'll need to have a birth certificate, passport, or naturalization papers in hand to prove their citizenship. And at the polls, there will be no exceptions for showing an ID. Republican backers say the new rules will boost confidence in the process. But Henry Clementowicz, with the state chapter of the ACLU, says the law will disenfranchise legitimate voters.
You know, we know that voter fraud is vanishingly rare in New Hampshire. And yet this is an extreme effort that will put us on the far fringes of state electoral systems.
The measure is almost certain to face a legal challenge.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tribal leaders in Kansas say their members are not protected from being tried more than once for a crime. The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says no United States citizen can be tried for the same crime multiple times. But under the Federal Kansas Act of 1940, tribal members in the state can be tried separately under tribal, state, and U.S. laws. Joseph Rupnick is chairman of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation.
Indians are the only ones that can be prosecuted in three different courts, and that does happen.
Congress originally passed the act due to a gap in law enforcement on state reservations. Tribes have since developed their own judicial systems, but the federal law unique to Kansas has not been changed. New data out this week shows that food inflation slowed in August. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The report showed overall inflation fell to its lowest level since February of 2021. But that dip isn't stopping presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris from bringing up high grocery prices when they're appealing to voters.
I've never seen a worse period of time. People can't go out and buy cereal or bacon or eggs or anything else.
It is important that we move forward and address the needs of the American people, address bringing down the price of groceries.
Economists point out that while inflation is decreasing, food prices are still higher than they were a few years ago. And voters lately are focused on sticker shock, not economic data. But experts say presidents can't actually do much to affect the cost of groceries. A pilot program from the University of Kansas is looking to reduce contention between renewable energy interests and agricultural interests. The program will place solar panels in the corners of crop fields that are called pivot corners. These unused corners are left by center pivot irrigation circles. And they will not only collect solar energy for farmers to use or sell, but they will also collect rainwater. These panels will have a gutter system leading underground with the purpose of slowing down the depletion of the High Plains aquifer. Geologist Sam Zipper is leading that program.
Helps us to bypass a lot of the kind of emerging conflict that's happening between renewable energy and agriculture. This land is either, you know, marginally productive or not farmed at all.
The project will test the solar panel placement in southwest Kansas, where water availability remains a major concern. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow morning, then clearing but humid throughout the day, highs in the mid-80s. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered Export Industries. Ivanov says the caps, which the government vows would not harm the international education sector, could hurt the economy.
If it goes ahead in the form and shape that it is now, it will have a significant impact in dozens of billions of dollars to the economy. At the time when economy is fragile, at the time when our other core exports like iron ore, the prices for these exports are in decline.
The National Parliament must pass the international student caps for them to come into effect in January as planned, before the start of a new Australian academic year. For NPR News, I'm Christina Kukolia in Melbourne.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas City is hosting the world premiere of the play Tree of Life this weekend. That's going to happen on Saturday. The play was written by Kansas City playwright Victor Wishna and directed by Jonah Green, a doctoral student in theater at the University of Kansas. They stopped by the KPR studios this week to talk with KPR's Kay McIntyre.
Tree of Life is about Jews living in the Midwest, which we are, and that spoke to me very much. And then, most importantly, I was obsessed with the circular nature of the story, that the whole story has, in its form and shape, is circular. As one storyline moves, the other one moves in parallel with it along the circle until they complete the circle around each other in a very beautiful way.
We've been listening to director Jonah Green and playwright Victor Wishna speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre about their new play, Tree of Life. Tree of Life debuts at the Kansas City Jewish Community Center in Overland Park tomorrow. It runs through Sunday, September 22nd. You can find out more about the show and get ticket information at thejkc.org. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on this week's KPR Presents, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2, 6 p.m. Sunday on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More at lib.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We'll have news headlines coming your way at 6:01. Then we'll talk about Kamala Harris and Donald Trump hitting the campaign trail. I'll get you the details on the big strike at Boeing, the machinist union, rejecting a tentative contract agreement. We'll tell you all about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio thanks Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during our membership drive, serving deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas. Latchkey Deli, located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And you're listening to All Things.
Hey, it turns out you got Taylor Swift to watch. Join us for the news quiz that everybody endorses. That's Wait Wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. That web address is a place you can continue to make your pledges of support. Again, that's kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.